Push that down because the crew is not here.
Okay.
The crew wants to be here.
Monthly status report, Chief?
Do that. Current call volume is 1125. We had our last board meeting 42 days ago, which is 6 weeks. There's 210 since our last board meeting.
Wow.
Five calls a day. Chief Brown and I were talking that it seemed like things were slowing down because we're getting to fall and everything, and then I ran this and we're up. So last year on this date is 1109, which 16 out from last year. 28 responses to I-80, 17 to Lake Point, 19 to Erta, 101 to Stansbury. They win every day, every time. 5 to Pine Canyon and 68 to other like Dell and places that are not identified on I-80. Significant events. Leaking acid hazmat event. I assume everybody kind of heard.
I was caught in
it. Garbage truck on fire at Erta Fire Station. Everybody
saw that online.
We've had 6 rail car fires. Coal, hauling coal out of Elko. They have a problem with one of their feeds or something, and it's dumping hot ash into the hoppers, and so they come across the desert and they set fires. And we've been called to put them out, like fill them with water, put them out. So that's been different. Several people have said, I've never done that before. Significant flooding on Saturday. We all were part of that. The deployment to California actually came back mid-September, so that was our last deployment that we did. Chief Brown took them out for that. Yesterday, we obtained ROSC, which is Return of Spontaneous Circulation, at mile marker 36. That was a they actually got the patient back far enough to actually fly them, so that's good. And then we had a witnessed arrest last night at the nursery down here on 36. So both of those have made it to the hospital and to the cath lab. We had a week in the middle of September where we had our captains operating as battalion chiefs because both Chief Brown and myself were gone. No craziness happened. They all came back with the basically saying, don't do that again. our admin offices have expanded. I don't know if you want to stop in and see Kaylee and their and Cassandra's new arrangement, but basically we took stuff out of their office, put it in the closet. We are just expanding. It's just there's so much going on here. Accomplishments, dumpster days and chipper days, the open house. A number of public relations events like going to schools. We had a bike rodeo. There were lots of little things that we've done here and there. The bats in the station are almost gone. The side-by-side and the ATV arrived. You had a chance to see some of the pictures. We had a driving simulator here for a week or 2 days that everybody got to go through. Fire Administrators Conference, which they can speak to if they would wish.
It was really good. It was the third year of the conference, our first year being on the committee. Chief presented as our keynote. Kaylee and I presented as the closer. And everybody seemed to like it. So Kaylee and I are on the executive board also for the fire administrators. So we are involved pretty heavily with that. And we're looking forward to next year's conference.
Very cool.
Planning, side-by-side response plan, those are going nowhere. The keys are in our possession and it will sit for a while. We are just trying to put together a good policy and a good plan and how to respond to the most appropriate with those. So that's going to take time. We've got an instructor class coming, an incident command trailer coming, a hazmat tech course coming. All that's in the next three to six months. And then winter projects. The list is long, and it's growing. So there's just tons of things going on a regular basis. And then if you have ever interacted with Regina from dispatch, she retired officially today. And so we're moving to a different type of dispatch system, which just coincided with her leaving. Didn't have anything to do with her actually leaving, but that's what she's saying. That's our monthly status.
Nice.
Any questions?
How long is the county going to keep the trailer here? Or the dump?
The dumpster? We're trying to get it out of here.
Mm. It's full. Yeah,
it's full, and I saw somebody put online, don't put any more in it, but I'm sure people are.
He did, but people still are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not going to replace that. So
so once it's gone,
once
it's gone.
Gone, it's gone.
Okay, perfect.
Any other questions? That was in addition to our dumpster days.
Yes, this is the flood dumpster flood or something. Doesn't look like flood debris out there, but it's still.
A mattress.
Mattress. A mattress. Put it on the floor. You don't know.
Policing that?
No. That's the county's job. That's.
Any other questions?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Buck? Buck here?
Buck is not here. Okay. He will come in 10 minutes late.
And Kim's not here either?
Kim is not here, but I have her update.
Okay.
The outdoor recreation grant, which gave us the ATVs and side-by-sides, that she's finishing up all that and putting together policies and procedures. Ready, Set, Go gave us $5,000, which is a basically an early evacuation model for mitigation of property. So those two are kind of right now. I talked with Mark about a Utah Rural Health Transformation Program. And so we've applied through the Department of Health and Human Services through that. And the state as an overall application, they're applying for $1 billion. And so we're asking for $2 million of that. So that'll be come, and it's a 5-year program, and it's based in paramedicine or getting paramedics.
Yeah, I can speak to it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm on that committee. So essentially what it is, it's from the Big Beautiful Bill, if people don't know. And part of that is EMS amongst like hospital has interest, et cetera. So I'm on the EMS one. And the big three topics are community paramedicine or mobile integrated health, which is essentially the same thing as community paramedicine, but very same idea. And then another one is increasing training, which encompasses very broad strokes. So increasing training, which can include literally anything when you think of education and training. And then the other one's like advancement with like technology. So maybe a doc in the box type thing, or technology services doing PCR systems, et cetera. So how it's most likely going to work is once they apply through DHHS, because it's through DHHS and we work for DPS, they're going to apply tomorrow, actually, I think, and then it'll go to the governor. And then the governor will have to say yay or nay if he likes them or not. And then let's say fast forward and it gets approved. What will happen is they'll say, okay, you have this much money. EMS, this is what you're going to get. And then there'll be a whole new application process for someone like us, North Willow, could apply for it and say, hey, we want to do this. And then we would go from there. So, still a lot unknown right now.
Yeah, and we just wanted to make sure we were in that advancement.
And yep.
Ours was based on workforce development. And so we'll see.
Yeah.
Awesome.
CIB, still working through that little by little. They'll let us know when our interview comes up. Tourism grant for Tooele County. There's a AIM, which is mitigation, more wildfire mitigation. We have the license plate grant, which is ongoing. FFSL has several programs. CMAC has several programs. We're still in the running for a ladder truck. So nobody's told us no yet. I'm still working that direction. You all probably saw my email about the truck that we're retiring. That's going to be a Moores. But it served a purpose in its last few moments. And then our SAFER, our recruitment and retention program. Cody has been working diligently with our training, both bringing in new interns and bringing in new volunteers. So he's taken an aggressive role in that, and we appreciate everything he's been doing. So, and then our wildfire defense grant. So.
Perfect.
Excellent. Buck was here.
Buck. Yep, we pushed it.
The crew's here too.
So I don't have a whole lot for you this month. You can see in the community that we actually started to work on some of those subdivisions that are going into place. We've had to do some workarounds to get things in place and meeting the standard of code, that minimum standard of code. I just got informed today that the county is ready to release their yearly inspections, so here comes another 800 for me, and just chomping through the slog. So you guys have any questions for me?
Is there a subdivision going in across or south of the motor view? Are they? It looks like they're so making it so a road.
South of Motor View is out of our jurisdiction. That'd be totally
just barely south of it.
Yeah, so it's right there on that line. If you look where, as you're going, I know that there's a sign going north. There's the Erta sign, and that's basically.
So Bargain Buddies isn't.
Bargain Buddies is in ours.
Oh, so between the nursery and the Motor View.
It's IHC.
Oh,
IHC.
That's not IHC. It's, excuse me.
The Walters own the property, I think.
Yeah, that's going to be Oprah Point.
Oh, okay. Because it looks like they're getting ready to put roads and stuff in.
That's the huge development that they've been working on for the past 10 years.
That's the Ted, right?
That's a big one. There's going to be a million homes in there.
Okay.
Maybe 2 million. Pretty sure.
Okay.
So
that's my only question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Across the street, Tilly Village.
I need to know what happened.
Anything else?
Nope. No. Thanks,
thank you.
And your crews are back?
Yep.
All right. Let's see firefighter recognition.
Okay. Here. All right. We made some changes over the past month or so, and we're working to publicly recognize individuals to get through these changes. Certifications are one thing, and we can do multiple certifications during one evening and recognizing the firefighters. But when it comes to promotions, we want to slow down. We want to take a moment. And recognize those individuals that are being promoted. So something to kind of acknowledge within the audience is that within a promotion, there's not always a bump in pay. So I think of a pure volunteer fire department. You still have rank structure. You still have captains, lieutenants. But promotion does come with responsibility. It comes with recognition. It comes with additional work. and we've already addressed some of that additional work. We've already started working through as captain. And it's time that while we can come up with additional work, often within a promotion, the person getting that promotion already has a list within themselves of things that they want to accomplish. And so it's time to recognize some of those things that, you know, have happened and are going to be happening. Justin, if you want to come on here. Justin does a really good job at assigning work to himself already. And anytime we are going to do a level of promotion, we need to publicly recognize that. So, you know, I would love it if we had every crew member here. I'd love it if all the public was here. And so this is the best we can do right now. But word will get out.
Perfect.
So, in terms of experience, longevity, Justin's been here for a long time. People have said to me that he grew up here. I missed those days, so it was long before me, but I can see it in people's attitude, in people's environment, and the way they address. Committed. He's designed and pushed for our agility test. We just ran through a bunch of that today. Part of me not running it today was making sure that I had everything ready to go for this. We were talking about commitment, not only here at the station, but he lives across from the Pine Canyon Station. So it's like, that's handy. Training. Everybody in this room has had an element of his training at some level. He has either physically guided them or he has mentally, you know, admonished them as to you need to do this and this and this. Thinking of the entire 2024 Recruit Academy, he did that. That's a level of organization which is huge. Like I said, you know, when in terms of assigning yourself work, he does a very good job of that. Sometimes too much, yes. Your list is long, like the winter projects. There's two things that I hear from him the most. He'll say, I'll figure it out. You know, you don't even have to give him all the tools or the whole assignment. I'll figure it out. And the other thing is, when we're talking between on how to work something out, he says, perfect. I'm like, good. there are plenty of experiences that I've had in my past where promotions are put in people's mailboxes, and they'll come in to work, and they'll go, oh, I guess I got promoted. I don't want to be that. I want to make sure that we're here to shake your hand. Chief Brown, if you come up here. Captain Gans, if you come up here. In 2014, the city of Seattle promoted 30 lieutenants within the span of a year. And out of those 30, 19 of them had never seen a residential structure fire. And that's a humbling thought, but I know it's not your case. You've been here, you've done a lot, you have earned the promotion. Congratulations. If we could get family member to come up here on the bench.
Okay.
This is for you. I'm going to take this one off.
Open.
Known Frank for quite a few years now, and he is always just dedicated and willing to work and put in the work.
truly honored to have him as my engineer and now my new lieutenant, and looking forward to the future and seeing what kind of mess we can get into. Congratulations, seriously.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Chief?
Yeah, the same. I kind of follow the same thing. Known you for a lot of years. Started out as an intern here, and seen nothing but growth in you, and knew you'd make it far. And I just want to congratulate you on becoming a lieutenant and look more for the future.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We have to stay up here just a little bit long. Okay. I don't know. You can stay here.
Okay.
Just put these on. They might affect that. I didn't think about the open. Okay. They're actually for you. So.
No, there's two. Don't judge me on this.
I always joked about all the gold waiting to come down.
Can't say that. Anymore.
Oh,
that's
that.
Yes, that brains.
All right, awesome. I think the only thing, now we're at public comment. Does anybody have any public comment? We have two more chances, so.
No.
Okay. Bills review.
Did everybody have a chance to look at the bills for the last couple months?
Yes.
Yep.
Any questions? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, contract review. CWS cooperative agreement.
This is an ongoing, we don't have anything to give you right now because it's in third review and he keeps telling me, all right, don't sign it yet. Don't sign it yet. Oh, I signed it. And then he's like, nope, not ready. So I was like, you'll see it eventually.
Okay. Old business, none. New business, U.S. Magnesium bankruptcy declaration.
Okay, so I sent you all a copy of the notification that we received from the court. A couple weeks ago, U.S. Mag declared bankruptcy. There is a scheduled meeting of creditors on October 20th, so on Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern. The total amount owed by U.S. Mag is $6.9 million. Our portion is just under $400,000, about $358,000, but there's going to be interest and penalties applied to that. I talked to Mike Jensen at the Tooele County Treasurer's Office, and they have hired a third-party counsel to take care of the bankruptcy for all the agencies involved. And then whatever is collected will be portioned out. I asked him if they were also going to be apportioning out the cost of the third party, and they're not sure yet. So we have informed our attorney, Rachel Anderson, of what's going on, just in case we do need her. So she's aware of it. But right now, we're letting the county handle it. So just so you know, one of the details that Mike Jensen was able to give me is it does span several years of taxes. 2020, just over $60,000. 2021, about $81,000. 22 is about $69,000. Skips 23 for some reason. I guess they're all paid up. 2024, so last year, still $148,000. Mm-hmm. So I mean, hopefully, it, you know, I don't know what the laws are as far as bankruptcy and the order, you know, if the taxes have to be paid first and then credit cards. And, you know, I'm not sure about that. But as we find out, we'll let you know.
Okay. Next is the 2026 preliminary budget discussion.
Okay, so I sent you all a status summary. So today we'll just go over kind of just a preliminary just discussion of kind of where we're at right now and kind of where we want to be. Next month we will go over an actual numbered tentative budget in preparation for our final approval in December. So in your packets, you should have a copy of the summary, and I apologize for the lateness that I got sent out. But right now, as of third quarter 2025, we've gone through 79% of the year so far. We've collected about 31% of our revenue, of our budgeted revenue, and we are at about 150% of our expenses. So right now, if you look at straight numbers, we're operating at a deficit of about $1.4 million. But if you keep in mind that it's mostly a timing issue because of the timing of the collection of our taxes. So it's not a true deficit. If you look at the numbers right now, it's a little scary, but it's not a true deficit. So,
I hate it.
Yeah, and you know, it's just because most of the taxes come in November, December, January, right? So once these are received, that will close the gap. We'll maintain our positive cash flow. And in the meantime, we're just going to keep an eye on it. It is something that I check on a regular basis, you know, get a little paranoid just to make sure. But he always wants to know. So we are okay. All right. Property taxes, so on our revenue highlights, we've collected about 5% so far. And again, that's due to the timing issues. We did have a couple months where it was basically a refund back because of some of the transitions that they're doing with like Rocky Mountain and Union Pacific, you know, all those. So we had like 2 months where they took it back instead of giving it to us. So our fire prevention program, we're at about 79% collected. The TAN, tax anticipation, is included in that. So that definitely did help, but we are also progressing a little bit on some of our incident cost recovery, about 50% right now. I have had some insurance companies say, nope, sorry, not a covered thing, we're not paying, because it has to, like, you know, there's like, it has to specifically damage the road or, you know, this or that. So some of them are just outright refusing. I mean, we go after them a few times. And some of them just pay it with no question. So we're at about 50%. Next year, we're going to focus more heavily on some other fire prevention aspects, like the inspection fees, permit fees, and things like that, and see if we can get that boosted up on a regular basis. Our wildland cost recovery, we're at about 80%, and that's really good. Our IROCs this year did amazing. The crews did amazing on those, and we're just expecting those to continue to go up. I still have, like, I think 3 deployments that I still need to bill for, and they're for the, as far as the EMAX, they still owe us 4 Palisades in January, and the rest of, I want to say Park, California, from Park Fire from last year. So we're still pursuing those. But I know for a fact that they're working on Palisades right now. So I think they're just having a hard time getting some of the cost recovery approved out of California and into Utah. Our grants, we've collected about 34% so far. A lot of that is just a delay in the reimbursements from the feds. You know, that's for a while the federal programs were shut down, and so that did affect quite a few of our grants. Some of them have been reinstated, but you know, with the furlough right now, everything is is flux again. So so right now, as far as our action for next year, we're just going to continue to adjust our revenue timing to match our collection cycles. And one thing that I do want to start doing is adding a grants receivable line item. So meaning that when we get a grant now, if the revenue is expected to come in now, but it comes in late, it comes in next year, it goes back into a receivable. So we basically book it back. It's an accounting thing, but it's common what we do that right now with our wildland fees and some of our other stuff. So our expenses. Looking at the numbers again on paper looks a little scary. Personnel is under budgeted. Fire prevention is off. Wildland, that actually went up about 200%. A lot of that was because we had a lot more deployments than we originally budgeted for, and so those payroll and wages came out of the wildland budget instead of just the straight payroll. Some of this is we are still nailing down the coding because instead of just doing wages for everyone across the board, we're now trying to piece it out into these are wages for wildland, mm-hmm. these are wages for fire prevention, these are wages for staff. So that way we get a better picture of mm-hmm. how much does wildland cost us, how much does staff cost us, things like that. We're doing the same things with our buildings, our equipment, our apparatus. By 6 months from now, I'll have a good picture of, how much does Stansbury Station cost us to run? How much does the Ox cost us per year? So it gives us a little bit better picture of what's going on. So some things that we're going to change for next year is just continuing to reclassify some of those personnel expenses to make sure they're in the appropriate categories. As you know, this year we did start our priority-based budgeting. So moving away from that standard line item thing, it's more about our projects and our priorities and where we want to go. This year we focused heavily on personnel, fire prevention, things like that. So next year we've already been in talks a little bit about what do our priorities need to be and where do we want to go? So there are some projects coming up for wildland, apparatus, boosting those programs. And so command staff will be meeting the next several weeks and going over those priorities and adjusting where needed. And that's kind of the main focus. That's the main goal of a priority-based budgeting system is, instead of just saying, okay, well, I need to increase this line, it's what project do we need to do for the community that is important, benefits us, benefits the community, and where do we need to focus? So that's kind of what we're working on. Some emerging trends. I have noticed that insurance and utility costs are rising. A lot of it's out of our control. We all know that our water bills all went up this summer. Our electricity bills are just shooting up. Fuel is doing actually okay. It's really weird. But insurance as well is going up a little bit. Our general liability and auto insurance went up a little bit higher than expected. And it's from what I've researched and been told, it's kind of across the board, across the nation. It's just going in those trends. So we're still trying to, just make adjustments and make sure that we're able to keep up on those. So for the 2026 budget, we are going to restructure some of the personnel in the accounting system. Make sure that we increase our insurance and some of our professional services by about 15%. Eventually, we want to reduce our dependence on the TAN loan. I don't think we'll be able to do that next year. I think at least probably another one or two more years on that. But the best way to do that is to build a more robust reserve. So that is something that we're striving. I've got $10,000 in it right now, so we're doing good. we will continue our quarterly, right? Oh my gosh.
I look at our wildland deployments as being able to fill that quickly. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's just simply paying for the TAM. So yeah. Right now, yeah. We're just about breaking even with what the TAM brings in. So we're just trying to, more reliance on bringing in money than actually a loan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I instituted this year with Chief's cooperation is any interest that we receive is going straight into our reserve. So it's just, I'm kind of just earmarking it for that and trying to just build that up a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. So we will continue our quarterly budget reviews. We haven't had the third quarter yet with the canal staff, but we are trying to at least keep them informed of where we are a quarter at a time. So that way they know what's going on in their programs. They can tell us what their needs are and we can adjust things like that. So what happens next? So now we just need input. If you as the board have any, specific direction as far as priorities, if there's something that you'd like us to, focus more on, go as we're going, as the stewards of the finances, this is, kind of your budget as well. So, give us your input, let us know, and we'll continue to, work on it and then have a tentative one ready for November. So
I asked you guys to implement our ideas and you guys picked the ball up and ran with it. We're starting to see the fruits of it now. Mm-hmm. We for years talked about wildland. Well, here we are. We got big kids out playing with the big kids. Now we're making money hand over fist. And, that's keeping us afloat. And that TAN thing, you guys know how I feel about paying interest on anything. So, anything we can bring in extra like that is excellent. And my hat's off to all the guys that'll pick up and go at a moment's notice on these deployments. It's tough to leave your family. You're leaving birthdays, you're leaving anniversaries, you're leaving emergencies. Thank you guys once again for it.
Mm-hmm. And another example of kind of things that we're going to focus on is last year we considered bringing on some type of a mechanic to actually work on our vehicles and keep us out of the sending our trucks out to get our tires rotated or whatever it is. And so this year we could not swing a full-time mechanic here. That was not in the budget. So this year we're focusing on more of a part-time person to come in and organize and help us out with a little bit of that stuff, part-time basis. So, those are the types of things that are cool. Like your emerging trends.
Yeah, and it kind of, it goes into our, apparatus becoming more of a priority where we're surplusing some of our vehicles, getting new ones, so that we've kind of, scaled down on one program and now we're boosting up on another. So it kind of goes with that. Okay. So if you have anything that, comes up between now and then, let us know.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Thank you. This thing is the slowest.
It's hard getting back.
All right. Okay, declaration of surplus equipment.
So, let's see. I'm looking for the surplus.
Can I give you the list?
Okay, surplus list. Office desk, office furniture, credenza, wardrobe, these all were related to items that,
came out of our office.
Giving them out and giving them into a better system. And basically, very minor things that we've acquired that we're just trying to get rid of, and we need your permission.
The boat wasn't in
your office. I know, we had a boat and a trailer.
Yes.
That wasn't in your office, right?
Boat and trailer.
I didn't know we had a boat and a trailer.
It's sitting at Lake Point.
The boat was donated.
They were both, they were donated from a guy who was moving out of his storage thing, and I was like, okay, I'll take that because that's, I could do something with it. And it's been a year and a half. We haven't done anything with it. Time to get rid of it.
We're being too nice.
So was it like a ski boat, or was it a duck boat, or
and it's got a trailer? But we opened up the motor, and the motor's got a crack in the block, and so it's like, oh, this is going to be too much.
Yeah.
And it's best just to donate it, or sorry, surplus it, so we can sell it.
You shouldn't want to take it over to the lake and buzz around.
You know, there were lots of
oars aren't expensive.
You can only do electric. You can do electric. electric motors over there. Too.
So there's just a lot of complexities. It's rather than paying insurance size.
Yeah.
Instead, we're gonna get e-bike.
Yeah, we got two e-bikes.
There we go. Sorry.
So yeah, the
station claims
we're gonna get e-bikes.
What you don't have is you do not have the PPE. It says quantity of one. It's actually 29.
I'm not sure if I updated. I think he updated after I sent it out to you guys.
Just 28 off.
So. Scott, we should get our old ones.
So
we should.
These are jumpsuits that nobody wears, nor does anybody. They've been sitting in the totes, lock totes now since I've been here, and long before that. They're really, really nice as far as like working on under your car.
For your mechanic.
So they were meant to be extrication jumpsuits.
It's a very common thing across the United States, mm-hmm. is that people are like, we'll just get jumpsuits. And they just never work out.
Yeah.
They are just not an effective tool. So we're going to remove all the patches. We're going to remove all the lettering and send them all to DI.
That's great.
Because somebody will love them.
Yeah.
What?
A couple for our new part-time mechanic.
Well, and yes, we will save some of those. So they offer, once we surplus them, if you guys want them, you certainly can say dibs, and we'll save some out for you. But we have 29 sets of these that are varying from small to double XL.
I'm kind of sad that there weren't any like of the banana suits or EMS actual jumpsuits.
The yellow wild one.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look like the cottons. Yeah. Coveralls are, you can't bend over in them.
Yeah.
We're used to orange jumpsuits that say UDC anyways.
And then you've got the Suburban one.
And then the Chevy Suburban staff vehicle.
Buck, would you like to speak about that?
Sure.
What the heck?
Isn't that the anchor for the boat? So I was doing an inspection at Thompson Smokehouse, and they said to me, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah, fine." Said, "We heard your tire explode from in here." As I was going to another inspection at the LDS Church, I blew the tire, and it's just dead. It's just dead.
Tell them about the door opening.
The door doesn't close all the way, and so the door opens as you drive down the road. The hood won't unlatch.
We had that rear
jump the ladder.
I bought it.
The battery needs to be jumped every day because
that's the big one.
Yeah, it's got a big block shim, and you can put it in that bowl.
There's a laundry list of things that.
Yeah. What year is it?
99.
Yeah, we already got rid of the 80.
Oh, that's right. Will drives it.
Yeah, we got rid of that one.
So we swap vehicles. He is in my truck, and he's taking the snow plowing away from me. So
It's going to be a bad year this year.
And it feels good about that. Yeah.
So yeah, that is. If you want me to do something else with that Suburban, you let me know.
Extrication training.
Get what we can out of it. Yep. And then the last one is the 1996 Freightliner water tender. That is a death trap.
Is that the big diesel?
Never.
Speed in
Never built as a water tender. It was modified to hold water, but it was never a fire service vehicle to begin with, and that scares me. And Buck, you want to tell them about that one too?
The
tire on that scared me to death.
I've seen a trend.
So
is that the one Larry Kemple? Not Larry, yeah.
Actually, because we were actually on
Mike used to drive that. Him and Kirk were the only
top speed of 60 miles an hour, and blew it outside of it. And called him on the radio and said, "Hey, I'm out of service." Blew a tire, and it wasn't seconds later that Captain Arnold got on and said, "Are you okay?"
Yeah. They called me, and I said, "Is he on his side?"
Yeah, at least it wasn't a steer tire.
Yeah, that's what. So I just we have that BLM tender for a stopgap measure until we get us a better tender, but that just. All of these, my recommendations for surplus. So.
Yeah, perfect.
I would agree.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Unless you wanted to add anything in
there.
Okay.
I hate it better than that thing.
Okay.
Next, public comment?
Not in the hole.
Anybody?
There's no one online.
Okay. All right. Next is action items. Approval of the 2025 third quarter bills.
I'll vote that we approve the 2025 third quarter bills for July, August, and September.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And then the approval of the surplus equipment.
Motion to approve the surplus equipment.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay. Board calendar.
Okay, coming up in a few weeks, you've got the UASD conference for those of you going.
I forgot about that.
I have
on my calendar.
Four out of six of you registered, so, and you're doing the Wednesday only, so make sure you get up there and do it. Let's see, sorry, just turned off. Next board meeting is the 19th of November. And we will again do our tentative budget that night. Final board meeting of the year will be December 17th. We will also have a couple of public hearings that night as well for our current and future budgets. So those are both the third Wednesday of the month.
Great.
As far as our district events, we've got our annual trunk retreat coming up on the 31st, and we're going to keep with our drive-through theme. Really popular. December 12th, our Christmas party here at the station. And invitations will be going out soon, so you can watch for this. And the very next day is our Santa run, and we're still looking for Santas and some elves. in January.
That's called a suit.
Yeah. You brought your Santa suit. January 23rd, 24th, we've got Winter Fire School in St. George. We already have six rooms booked for firefighters ascending down. They are opening the registration up a month early this year.
Oh, nice.
So we should know.
Do we know how many we're sending or not yet?
Not yet. We usually plan on about six-ish. So... at the same time the Winter Fire School is going, Marshall Peck will be doing Fire Marshals conference and training. Chief Brown, Chief Nunn will be doing Fire Chiefs meetings and trainings down there. And then the fire administrators are also doing our annual training in conjunction with the chiefs down in St. George.
So wow.
So we'll like all be down there.
Cabal to me.
Yeah.
You guys? Yeah. So I don't know why we decided to do it with the
Excuse
chiefs,
me.
But we did for some reason.
The last couple of years is that we've done kind of this rotating shift. He goes down for 2 days, and he goes down for 2 days, and I follow it up teaching on Friday. So.
Try reserving it like that.
I know.
He just love it when I'm like, okay, now you have to know, you have to, so. But I got it. It's good.
Great.
So that's what we have so far.
And are they doing a fire one, fire two in February or March? Or January? Don't they usually do that?
Yeah.
Who's hosting this next
year? Steve.
Yes.
Stevie's.
Okay. Public concerns?
I got comments. I don't have concerns.
Okay,
but so, see public comments.
I know. We're bringing in the Class A uniforms. I know Steve got measured.
Not yet. They haven't called me.
They haven't called you.
Nope. I'm available.
That's because you were. Yeah, they measured you first, right?
No, they haven't.
They did it here, though. They did. No. They measured here.
No.
No?
No. Remember you texted me and said me and somebody else haven't got measured yet, and they were going to contact us.
Okay. All right. So I got to do that. So anyhow. So Class A uniforms are coming in slowly. People are trying them on. They're getting refitted or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the goal is to get everybody in them by the end of the year. So those are, you'll hear some of that. So hopefully they're positive notes rather than gremlins. We're trying to get that completed, that project completed. And then the other thing I was going to mention was, can't remember. So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's all right.
You'll come back.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Do we need a closed session?
It's on the order. We're on the order. Do we need a closed session? I don't think so. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn October 15th, 2025.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 1923. There's nothing to sign.
I found a patch, original patch. That we have. I was going to see if anybody wants it. Nobody was in the department here. Maybe.